This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and I've got my friend Todd Nettleton on the line, spokesman of Voice of the Martyrs USA, VOM USA. We're going to be talking about the recent Boko Haram attack. At least 86 have been killed. Boko Haram attacked carried out a major attack, two refugee camps among it, on a village in Nigeria. And Todd, I thought that the government said Boko Haram couldn't carry out major attacks like this anymore. What are your thoughts?
Well, that is the word that we've heard from the Nigerian government, particularly the new president there, or relatively new, had said, you know, when he took office, I'm going to get a handle on Boko Haram. We're going to put an end to these kind of things. This attack occurred Saturday night. The death toll confirmed at this point is about 80, but there are media reports that they are still finding bodies in Dolori village, and that death toll could rise significantly. Nigerian media is saying it's the worst Boko Haram attack since 2013. A clear sign that at least when they put their mind to it, they still are capable of significant attacks.
And some of the details starting to come out are pretty horrific. They were firebombing huts, and screams of children could be heard. These kids were being burned alive. And Boko Haram has declared allegiance to Islamic State. They've become ISWAP, or the Islamic State of West African Province. What does that mean for Christians in Nigeria?
Well, as you say, the details of the attack are very horrible and very concerning. A couple of other things that have come out of the reports is that at least some of the attackers were wearing Nigerian military uniforms, which they used to lure victims. You know, hey, come follow us, you'll be safe over here, and then opening fire on those victims. They also reportedly used female suicide bombers that joined with people from the village to flee, and then once they got to a military checkpoint, then blew themselves up, injuring some of the soldiers, injuring some of their fellow fleers from the village. What this means for Christians, this is a heavily Muslim part of Nigeria. It is close to the city of Maiduguri, which is kind of the sort of the headquarters of Boko Haram. It just simply says to Christians, you're not safe. But that's true not only for Christians, that's true of everyone in this part of northern Nigeria. They know these kind of attacks are a reality. They know they can happen at any time. And so Christians and Muslims look at this and say, we're not safe here.
And there's a there's a event coming up in Grand Rapids that MNN is working with VOM on, along with Family Christian and some others. It's a night of prayer and for the persecuted church, and specifically related to the Christians in the Middle East, you know, the ones attacked by Islamic State, where they were going around marking N on the houses. It expands beyond Islam, beyond the Middle East and everything, but it comes down to a basic point for me. I mean, why prayer? What is the big deal about prayer? Why? What does that do for persecuted Christians?
Well, prayer is the first thing they ask of us. You know, as we travel around the world, as we sit down with these Christians and say, okay, you know, we're going back to talk to the American church. What can we do to help you? The first thing they ask us is that we pray for them. And the challenging thing to me is that they're not saying, you know, pray that this persecution will stop, pray that our suffering will end. What they're asking us to pray for is pray that we'll be faithful to Christ in spite of the persecution. So there really is that that desire and that hunger to serve the Lord, even in difficult circumstances. But the reason we pray is because that's what they ask us to do. That's their first request. And, you know, we can't go, you know, in the case we've just been talking about, we can't get on a plane and go to Nigeria and go to Maiduguri and say, okay, we're going to set up, you know, walls and protection for the Christians there. But we can get on our knees. We can lift them up in prayer. We can ask the Lord to sustain them and encourage them and protect them and give them a ministry even as they face persecution.
Is there anything else? I know VOM has a wide ministry, and they do other tangible things to help Christians as well. Do you guys have any work going on in Nigeria, especially in the areas impacted by Boko Haram?
We have very significant work in Nigeria, and one of the parts of our work around the world that is most definitely involved in Nigeria is what we call VOM Medical, providing medical care for Christians who are injured in these kind of attacks. Often the medical care that they have access to on their own is substandard. We're able to help in some cases providing a better hospital, providing better medical care. One of the things we have in Nigeria is a prosthetics lab that provides artificial limbs for Christians who have lost limbs in attacks like attacks from Boko Haram. So that's one of the ministries that is heavily involved in Nigeria in particular.
And for this specific story, how would you ask our listeners to pray? I mean, details are still coming. We don't know if any Christians were involved in this specific attack, but how would you ask our listeners to pray for this and for believers in Nigeria?
I think we can pray for encouragement. I think that's one of the key things. You know, when you think about an attack like this, if this happened in the village next to yours, your natural response would be, I think, fear and discouragement. And so as we pray for encouragement and we pray against that fear, I think that's a real ministry. Secondly, I think we can pray for outreach. We can pray that even amidst persecution, even amidst danger, that there will be Christians who continue to witness for Christ and continue to reach out to their Muslim friends and neighbors with the gospel message.
Amen. We'll get our prayer warriors connected and armed up with those requests. For now, that wraps up my questions. Was there anything I missed or anything else you'd like to add?
Nope, I think you got it all.
Awesome. Again, I'll remind listeners, I've been speaking with Todd Nettleton, spokesman for Voice of the Martyrs USA, about this recent attack in Nigeria by Boko Haram and what you can do about it. Todd, thanks so much for being with us today on Mission Network News.
You're welcome.